Number 19 in the appendix.
In heavenly love abiding,
thou change my heart shall hear, and save his touch and hiding, for nothing changes here. The storm will roll
Our God and our Father, we thank Thee this afternoon for this precious and most valuable opportunity to have Thy precious Word open, all Thy counsel and purpose in Christ unfolded there. And our God and our Father, as men's hearts fail them for fear of those things that are coming upon this earth, like Abram of old, Abraham thy friend, whom thou didst confide to him those things concerning himself and his seed, but not only that, those things that were coming upon this earth, and to ourselves as well. And Lord Jesus, thou hast counted us as friends, for thou hast told us all things that are in the Father's heart and his purpose concerning thee and our association with thee and the ultimate end of all things in this scene. Lord Jesus, in the cross thou hast bruised the serpent's head, but Satan shall be bruised under our feet shortly, for we are associated with thee in the most intimate way. And thou art head of the church, triumphant, and yet that triumph is secured in thy cross, but still waiting to be realized for us before we pass through a day of conflict. But we thank thee that we know the ultimate end of that conflict, and he who is the enemy of our souls cast out of the very heavens, where our conflict is today. Our God and our Father, we thank Thee for confiding to us Thy heart's purpose and desire in Thy well-beloved Son, and those wonderful things in which we have been associated with Him, the Son of Man, raised with Him, seated with Him already in Thy purpose in heavenly places. Our life is hid with Thee, our God in Christ, and when He shall appear, we shall appear in glory. When we thank Thee, Thou art moving all things onto that day of the manifestation of power and glory of Thy well-beloved Son. But while we're here in this path, we need Thy help, we need food for our souls. We need that which would strengthen us for the path. And to look on to that which is ahead and the coming of the Lord Jesus for us. For he will not take his inheritance until he has the heirs. Our God and our Father, we need thy help. We need the encouragement of the scriptures to walk in this scene as those who are associated in life and nature with thy beloved Son and two members of his body, united to him by that indwelling Spirit, to walk here in the dignity of sons, a separated path from this scene that is certainly heading on to judgment. And so we commit this time to thee. We pray that the portion that Spirit of God would bring before our souls as the Lord directs would be for the profit and blessing of each one. Thou dost know the needs. We commit it all to thee and ask this, our God and Father, in the precious and worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I may, I would like to suggest a rather unusual chapter for a Bible conference. 1 Kings 19. And I will not be offended if some of my brethren say maybe that's not appropriate, but I would like to suggest it and to explain in a moment or two why I'm suggesting it. Sometimes, and perhaps with good reason, some of our brethren, and particularly our young people, feel that the ministry isn't always as practical as it could be. Well, to be occupied with Christ, as our brother Steve was enlarging on in his prayer, is always good and always has its practical application. But here in this chapter, it seems to me, and I have appreciated it for a long time, there's something for all of us. Because we see a very valued servant of the Lord at a very low point in his life and failing. And yet the Lord working with him so that there is restoration. And yet at the same time, there's a younger one whom the Lord wants to come and eventually take his place. And there is much in it for our souls. I haven't looked at the schedule. I don't know how many reading meetings we have, but how many? Three? This might not take three reading meetings, and maybe there will be something else that can come forward, but I would make it as a suggestion, and what do others think of that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, brother. I think that would be a nice portion. I know years ago, sorry for the personal reference, at a low point in one's own life, you came through and Vestal took this chapter up, and I won't forget it.
Well, I guess that rings a bell with me because the last time I can remember it's being taken up, Clarence Lundeen was still alive, so that's a year or two ago.
First Kings, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down unto a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entry of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he went with the 12th, and Elisha passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
Just a bit of background as to all this, which I know is familiar to many here, but we know that Elijah was a very faithful prophet.